everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I know that we've talked about it so many times, but I really want to drive it home. You know, a couple weeks ago we had Dr. Sharice on, and she was talking about no more resolutions, only results. So I got to thinking, I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other day about the heaviness that leaders have been experiencing. And so the thing is, my coach often says, when you are in leadership, you can never complain to people that you lead. You have to complain up to other people who are in leadership. So I want to make sure that we are setting ourselves up to win completely this year. And one of those things is we had a discussion about happiness versus joy. So I want to tell you that we focus a lot on happiness, right? So happiness, I want to give the definition. Happiness is feelings based upon circumstance. Those are the moment by moment situations. It could be, oh, this meal made me happy, or, oh, today made me happy because everything went right. But joy is the deep root thing that cannot be. It takes a lot for joy to be shaken. And I feel like we need to start putting more time and attention on building our joy. So therefore, when the happy moments sometimes are hard to come by, we're still anchored and we don't feel like we are tanking in life anymore. So joy is an attitude that defies circumstances. I'm going to just, you know, like it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning because joy was already there. That's why. So it doesn't matter what tragedies, trials, tribulations come, joy still remains because it is a practice. You have to practice joy. Just like when you go to the gym to work out, in order to be fit or to have a nice physique, you have to constantly discipline your body. You have to constantly take on the posture and the attitude to practice having good health, to be good, be fit. So we oftentimes put a lot of focus on the physicality of ourselves, but we need to start putting as much energy and effort into putting joy down into our roots in our soul so that we can make sure that our internal stays good and can weather these different storms. I know if you're an entrepreneur, you know, there's highs and there's lows in resources and finances and just different situations. Me being a salon owner, I know sometimes things get broken, which often takes resources, right? And sometimes it can be frustrating because you're like, hey, you know, this is money that I have to shell out. I mean, and if you set your business up correctly, it takes a while sometimes to get there, that the money will be there, but you don't necessarily want to see it going out the door. You want to reallocate it. Maybe you had it allocated for something else. So this is the thing. We have to have joy in being an entrepreneur. We have to have joy in the fact that whatever we choose to have our business in is a part of our purpose. So we have to be anchored. So listen, we're going to take a break. And I want to talk about one of the key components to making sure that we are set up to win. We can't do it alone. We have to go stronger together. So we'll be right back, guys.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Light Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Yolanda Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. Welcome back from break. Listen, we're talking about happiness versus joy. So listen, I know a lot of us sometimes have, we have friends, but some of us, it's six levels of friendship, right? And I heard this so eloquently broken down, so I want to borrow it. And I want to share it with you, because how I heard it, it really clicked for me. And God took me further in that revelation, in which I'm getting ready to give to you. So listen, a lot of times is we have these first three friends, but we need to make sure that as we grow our businesses, as we grow in our purpose, we have these other three. So the first three that we recognize, right, these slots are easy to fill. Oftentimes, you know, we rotate these friends in. Or whatever. So these are not like normally lifelong friends or what have you, but oftentimes we'd replace these friends, because typically I call this the associate category. So we have the entertainer. We have the person that we call to go have fun with all the time. They're the fun person. They're the life of the party. I'm usually the entertainment friend too. We have the companion, the person who we call, we know, like anytime we want to go to a concert, a movie, we need a dinner date. And this is a platonic friendship that could be male or female, right? But we call that person and they're going to be down to go all the time. Then we have the associate, someone who you kind of admire them. They kind of admire you, but you really don't really get deep with that person. It's just a surface relationship, right? You might be Facebook friends and you or Instagram friends, or you might be friends, like they might go to your church, but y'all like have never really spent no like real time together. Like they've never really gotten deep with you, or you've never really gotten deep with them, right? It's just all surface. Those three friendships are the easiest in our lives to feel. We usually have those. And so I call those the happiness friends. But what we need is the joy friends. We need the anchor. The anchor is the person who keeps you from spiraling out when you don't feel good about decisions and you're like really getting hype in your mind, like, oh my God, I'm going to fail. This is not going to work. When you're spiraling, they're like, listen, chill, get focused. You can do this. You're more than a conqueror. This won't beat you. This is the person who can speak the word over you, who can affirm you, who tells you the truth about you and how to take it slow and to bite off pieces that you can chew, right? Then you got the vault. Sometimes the anchor and the vault can be the same person. A lot of times this one person can possess all three of these categories. The vault is the person that you can just go to with anything, and they won't judge you. They will let you come to them and bare your soul, like all the worst case scenarios. I don't know if you watch the TV show This Is Us, but you know how Beth and Randall play that game where it's like a worst case, and they tell all the horrible thoughts that they're thinking about the particular situation that they're in, like the air bubbles that go off in your mind that you really won't say out loud to anybody else, so you can get your anxiety out the way. They allow you to be human. Just be your natural flawed self and just come and lay your burdens down, and they keep your secrets. They don't judge you. They don't gossip with anybody else. They just keep it in the vault and they'll take it to death. Then you got the accelerator. That's me. your coach. I'm usually the accelerator, but I'm all six of these friends in one. But the accelerator is the call to action friend. You can't come to me and tell me, hey, I want to open a business. I'm be like, let's do it. I got you a notebook. Let's draft a plan. I know where some resources are. I'm the accelerator. Don't ever whisper your goals or dreams out in the room with me, because we're going to get them done. I even tell my clients, like, I am the insane coach. The becoming coach is insane because I have extreme goals for myself, and I'm going to hold you accountable to be extreme with your own goals, to be unconventional and unapologetic. You need somebody that's going to help you accelerate, because oftentimes we get our happiness deteriorates because we are not in motion, right? We talk ourselves out of our spot. We allow the enemy to trick us out of our spot because we're not moving. We let our thoughts and our emotions get the best of us, right? But there's also no one to hold you accountable. For me, that's my big sis. She's also a coach, and she's always like, listen, focus, put your stuff in buckets. Only what you got in this bucket, focus on for this month or whatever. Do this one thing right here. The accelerator also helps you to organize your thoughts and organize your plans. And it's not always necessarily business. If you like, listen, I want to reorganize my closet. They like, okay, cool. The Container Store is having a sale over here. We got totes on sale at Walmart. Let's get some totes. Put $10, $20 up from your paycheck each week and keep getting your totes. We're going to do one portion of the closet at one time. That's the accelerator friend. And those are what I call the joy category. In order for you to get rooted and grounded in whatever God is calling you to do in this season, in the year of the greatest leap ever, you're going to need the joy friends. The happiness friends are cool too, because you're going to need some moments where you like, okay, I just need some surface stuff. But the thing is, the joy friends are forever. Those are the friends that have been with you since elementary school, or you may have picked them up at different monumental points of your life. Maybe you met them in college. Maybe they, you know, when you started to get married, y'all kind of was in marriage counseling together or group, or, you know, they might be at church. Like, you really don't have to know these people for long periods of time, but they usually are the people who you've known for some time. One thing about me is my joy friends, I got 15, 20 years, 30 years in the game with these people. Like, one of my vaults, I've known her since I was in the third grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about it. Sit down with your notebook. Go to the Dollar Tree or whatever the dollar store is in your city and your state that you're listening to. Maybe you're overseas, international, whatever. Go get your pad and your paper and start to take inventory. Because only when you know what you have can you build upon what you have to utilize your resources good. And then also, too, so you don't squander your time or your other resources going to get things that you already have because you haven't taken inventory, or go get something that you don't need to build because you haven't taken inventory. This is the year to take inventory. Maybe you might have did it last year in 2021, but also, too, it's time to activate. Do you want to be anchored in joy, or do you just want to live surfacely in happiness? Are you tired of feeling heavy because nothing is anchored? Like, is this moment for moment? Because I'm telling you, it's exhausting living from one high to the next. You know what I'm saying? My cousin, he's a great businessman. We have great talks. He's like a big brother to me. He has this motto that he said he adapted from one of his childhood friends. Don't let your highs be too high and your lows be too low. And the thing is, when you focus on happiness, it's hard to keep the thermostat even keeled with the happiness and joy. You're like, oh my God, I'm looking for the next thing to make me feel happy. And that's typically when we overindulge in things. So therefore, when you're done overindulging, you're still not happy, because happiness can come and go just as fast as you want it or you don't want it. But I'm more focused on results this year. I want more joy in my life. I've had a lot of happy moments. I've had a lot of happy experiences. But guess what? Only few of them last. And guess what? And some of them I didn't even get to take pictures of to remember. I want joy. joy it for me is when we moved to Cincinnati, going back the first Christmas to New Jersey, seeing my family again after we had moved away from everything that we knew. Those memories I can remember. They're anchored, they're rooted inside of me. Spending time with my grandmother, calling her on the phone, those bring me joy because that is a pleasure that is rooted in my soul. When I know that I'm spinning out or I don't have the answers, I go to my childhood friend, Maria or Tania. You know what I'm saying? They can anchor me. They can center me. They're the vaults. I can go and I can be human with them. I won't be judged there. I can go to my big sister or my big cousin that are also in business. They understand. They get it. They're parents. They're entrepreneurs. They work regular career jobs. I can go to these people and just be human. Like, listen, y'all, I don't have it together. Or guess what else I can do? I can go to my therapist. I can go to my coach. And I could be like, listen, I love my coach. Shout out to Coach Robin. She's been on the show before. Like, listen, she's so real. Like, I could go to her, like, and be really, 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 really real. Like, hey, listen, this is going on with me. I got a couple other coaches, too. And I thank God that he brought them in my life because I could be so real with them. So I'm telling you, if you don't feel like you have these friends, definitely get you a coach because our job is not to judge you. It's to help you pull up those things and to get rooted and grounded. That's what a coach does. We help you get centered and anchored. So if you don't have that friend circle built just yet, and you're like, listen, I want real results this year. I'm trying to make a real, real, real impact on myself and on everybody else that I encounter. You gotta get your joy plan together. This year is the year of the biggest leap ever. And that means it's not necessarily, you know, I've talked about before in 2020 and 2021, taking a leap into your becoming, but also too, the greatest leap ever is also about leaping towards yourself. It's like leaping into that body that you're living outside of. It's this person that we all see ourselves becoming, right? Like we're striving daily to be that person. And we're like, kind of like living on the outside of that person until we become that person. It's like you're taking steps every day towards yourself. It's just like watching a baby grow from a baby, then they go to a toddler, to an infant, then they go to a toddler, then they go to a small child, then they're a youth, and then they're an adolescent or a preteen, and then they're a teenager, and then they're a young adult, and then they're an adult. It's the stages of watching yourself blossom and bloom to this person that you're getting ready to leap towards. Leap towards yourself. Bet on yourself. Take the greatest leap ever, because when you become who you know that you can be, who God says that you are, you will be the biggest impact ever. When you impact yourself, I'm gonna say it louder for the people in the back. When you impact yourself, impacting others will be so easy. It'll come so easy because people will believe you because you'll believe you. When you walk in your purpose, it's easy. And let me say this. I wanted a denim because I know somebody's like, oh, it's not so easy. I'm working on my purpose. And there's going to be trials and tribulations. That's the enemy's job, to come try to steal, kill, and destroy everything that you got out for you. So yes, that's going to happen. But he said that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Don't be the weapon to yourself that you try to make prosper because you're scared to take the leap towards you. Make the impact, y'all. I want to go over these friendships one more time. And these also apply to business. Make sure you have the entertainer, the companion, the associate. Make sure you have the anchor, the vault, and the accelerator. It's important. Make sure that you are not only just focused on happy moments, but you take those happy moments to solidify joy in your life, because joy is lasting. Joy is impactful. Joy focusing on your joy can help you. That's the shifting of your mind when things are hard and you're like, you know what? I can begin to see the joy even in this. I can see the lesson even in this. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I don't like it. But at the end of the day, you can see the blessing even in the midst of the storm when you start to focus on joy. If you always worry about happiness, you're going to always be worried about what it feels like, what it looks like. It's going to be like being in what they call a whiteout, when you're in a blizzard where you can't even see before you because you're letting what isn't there cloud. When you're just focused on happiness, you're always focused on what isn't there instead of joy being focused on what is there and what's to come of what you're walking through. That's why it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Like, if you faint not and you just get through this, I promise you, you'll be able to see the purpose and why you had to go through it. So the choice is yours. Are you willing to go through to get through? Or are you just going to be focused on the happy moments? Because it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Just being focused only on happiness alone is exhausting. And I don't want that for you. I want you to have some real joy. I want you to have something that's anchored in your soul to be like, you know what, God, this was uncomfortable as heck while I was going through it. But I understand why you had to make me go through it. I understand the journey. I'm ready for the next one because I'm going to look for the joy in it. I'm going to look for the purpose. I'm going to look for how it's building me, how it's shaping me, and how it's molding me. I'm not going to focus on the pain so much. Yeah, I'm going to say ouch because that's normal. I'm going to be like, okay, I might complain. But as I begin to posture my mind, as I begin to posture my mouth and my attitude and how I speak over my situation, as I begin to posture my feet and how I walk through my situation, I am yet encouraging someone else. Remember how I say we're all an intricate piece of the puzzle for someone else too? It's not just about us. Somebody is watching you overcome. Somebody else is watching you overcome so that they can know that it's possible. Do you want to have impact like that? That you can be encouraging to someone else? That could be the difference between whether they give up and keep pushing or not. I always want to be the reason why somebody says, you know what? I pushed through because I remember you said something. I remember you had a smile. When I know sometimes when I was listening to your story, I was trying to figure out how you got through that. I have those stories and I thank God those bring joy because I was like, man, I remember those times when I was on the floor in that one bedroom apartment when I had that child and my marriage was falling apart and I was still believing God to fix it, but I had to walk upright. I had to still walk in respect and love and peace until I was out of it. I remember those times. I remember those times when I was living off of my grant money to feed my daughter, but I was trying to put a business together because God told me to leap out there and walk in my purpose. And I was grateful that I did because even when if I worried about what it looked like, it would have never happened. If I worried about just happiness and how it felt, I would have been like, nope, I can't do this. I'm not qualified, God. Don't send me. But I think about the five other stylists whose lives were changed and impacted because I chose to see joy in the situation. I was anchored and I knew that the situation was bigger than me. God just could trust me. Remember when he called Moses and Moses was like, no, bro, I don't know what you see in me. He was like, pick my brother Aaron. But God was like, no, I said you. I've had many of those moments. And I still do sometimes when I'm like, Lord, you sure? You sure this is me? For me? And I'm sure you have them too. I'm sure you're at home and God has called you to step up and to do something. And I don't know, this is the Holy Spirit because I don't know who this is for, but this really, really is heavy on me. Maybe you are writing right now and you like, yeah, God told me to apply for that promotion, but I don't really think I'm qualified for it. Do it. Do it. Because you may be the person that needs to get in position to open the door for somebody else that's been denied by other people who was clogging the pipeline. You may be the person also who is going to bring forth change, and you may have the clear vision. You may have the wisdom and the knowledge to change and bring production up and improve it. You never know. Bet on yourself. And even when you're not so sure about you, always bet on God. He said his word won't return unto him void. And I promise you, he'll never send you if he hasn't prepared you. Everything you need is already inside of you. Because he made you. He already knew what you were going to be before he formed you in your mother's womb. So don't be afraid. Remember I said, this is the year of the greatest leap ever. There's going to be unspeakable blessings. And you got to be willing to focus on the joy so that you can even embrace the blessing that is getting ready to happen. It's going to be bigger than money. It's going to be bigger than houses and cars and tangible things. Sometimes it's going to be just the fact that God put you in a room. He put your name in rooms that you didn't even feel like you belonged in, or people that know your name that you don't even know. Trust me, I'm a living witness. I am a living witness. And just like I'm telling you, I've told others, and others have gotten 6 and 7 promotions in 1 year, in 2 years' time, when they were scared before sometimes, because it's like, it's good to hold on to what you know. It's comfortable to hold on to what you know. I get that. I get stepping out of your comfort zone is hard. I've had to do it many a times. But what I will tell you is this. It's better for you to step out unsure than for God to have to remove you out. Because one thing I said, if he said it, it's so. And he will put it in motion, whether you're ready to get in motion or not. So don't let it be happen, have it to come by force, or what you feel like will be forceful. Because trust me, you don't want that. You want to at least come somewhat of a surrender. Like, okay, I'm still unsure, but I'm going to try to go. I'm going to get ready, Lord. But listen, I love you in real life. Remember, you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. You can go to my website and book your complimentary leap session, because I'm ready to help you leap. Take this biggest leap ever towards yourself and make an impact in yourself first so that you can impact others. Listen, go to imustbecome.com and listen, I am ready. Like, I've been hearing so many amazing testimonies just this far. I'm so ready. Definitely always catch the replays of any other episodes on the website. And definitely beat me here or meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. I love you in real life. Peace.